The day is so new, it's barely day at all. Yet we are already far out on the blue water, gliding under the blue sky. The first rays of the sun paint long stripes of light on the surface. I watch that light, watch it shimmer and ripple until the movement makes my head swim. Either the movement or my nerves, or maybe both. That's the kind of day this will be. A day of movement and nerves. I wriggle in my seat, unable to relax. I go back to the moment I last saw Cole, standing on the edge of the sea. I can see his warm eyes, his half-smile. I remember every detail of that last goodbye, that last time he said my name and kissed my lips. I can still feel the heat of his breath on my cheek. I hold that image in my mind as the oarsmen stab at the water, bringing me farther and farther north, closer and closer to that very same strip of shoreline, bringing me back to Cole. I wish I could get comfortable. This canoe is so narrow, I feel the rock of every wave in the pit of my stomach. My clothes are new and stiff. Each place where the hides of my tunic and pants touch me, they rub against my skin. At the back of my neck, in my left armpit, against my right hip bone, in the backs of both knees. I have no one to blame but myself, of course, since these clothes are the products of my own hands, made from my own designs. But though I may have bold ideas for intricate patterns of dark and light, the brown of caribou stitched to the tan of sealskin, stitched to the gray of otter. I am not always the most patient of tailors. I do not always take the extra time to make sure the fit is perfect. The design on the front of my tunic may draw praise, but no one would want to spend a long day wrapped in this discomfort. Though that's exactly what I must do today. This morning, as soon as I was dressed, I visited Ella's hut. I don't ask many people for their opinions, but Ella is one of our clan's healers, and I trust her. She had not yet seen the new tunic. This was the first I'd shown it to anyone besides my sisters. "It's supposed to suggest a meadow," I said. "The golden grass bending and turning in the wind." "Yes, it looks just like that, Maya." She smiled, the sort of smile that belongs to a girl with a secret. "What?" "I just never thought I'd see you looking so much like a bride." "This is not the tunic of a bride," I said. "Not yet." She laughed and I shoved her, and I laughed too. She was right, of course. These are the clothes of a girl coming for a betrothal. If a promise of marriage is made, this betrothal tunic will be enhanced, and even more pieces of light and dark will be worked in. It will become even more ornate. It will become the tunic of a bride. A wave tosses and lifts the canoe as I think of this, as I let myself imagine for just a moment a wedding to Cole, and my stomach flips as I brace myself against the sides of the boat. This trip to the Manu camp would feel long on the calmest sea, but today, on these choppy waves, it will feel like it goes on for days. Before I left Ella's hut, I sat on her bed, held very still, and let her do my hair. Her hands are the hands of a healer, hands blessed by the divine. Pulling my hair up and away from my face, her fingers quickly divided sections of strands. She wove tiny ivory beads into a fan of small braids that met at the crown of my head. "The beads stand out like stars in a night sky," she said, smiling at the product of her work. Now, out here on the water, I let my own fingers trace the beads in my hair. They are so similar to the beads that are strung on either side of my ivory pendant, the symbol of the Bosha clan I inherited from my mother. Will my own daughter one day wear a pendant of bone, as I did when I was a girl? I glance at the coastline. Short, stunted trees dot the cliffs, thinned out by the cold wind that, even here, south of the mountains, begins to sting my cheeks. I think of Cole, somewhere on the other side of those mountains, and my head swims again. This time I cannot blame the movement of the boat or the light reflecting on the sea. This time I can blame only my nerves.